The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. Great prize,
the best advice,
a huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins, health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. All kinds of new and wonderful information, some old stuff as well, thrown in to substantiate the new and the wonderful. But here we are. Please listen up. Scoot your chair up close or turn up the volume because we're on our way.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and super grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Amazing products, terrific formulation, terrific combination, organic and beautiful and wonderful, marvelous choices of proteins and vitamins, etc., and so forth. And also of the broth cafe at Alive and Well. Magnificent, organic across the boards. And our gratitude extends so absolutely to the local organic Maui farmers, because we get their fresh, fabulous produce every single day for the multitude of dishes and the beautiful, fresh, organic juices that we have. And Broth Cafe, what can we say? Again, whatever your choice, and we don't impose the choice. If you're vegan, our daughter is. If you're vegetarian, if you're not, if you love to have all the proteins, but you want, which is what you should have, organically raised, we have the organic chicken, the organic meats, the wild fish, the organic vegan proteins, everything is there. And Den, I'm giving this over to you about the fabulous Vortex water.
The Vortex water is the core of the broth. The Vortex water is all water served at the broth is Vortex water, okay? Which means it's alive and well, if you will. And it is vibrant water, which has been revitalized, if you will. So, have you driven to Hana? Have you taken the road to Hana? And as you're riding down the road, you'll see beautiful waterfalls.
Aww.
Cascading.
Aww.
Down, okay?
Yes.
That's what Vortex does for the water. That's Vortex water au naturel, if you will. As you see it coming down, that's what it is going into your gullet, into your brains, into your blood supply. It is alive and active water. The hydrogen molecules are reinvigorated along with the oxygen molecules to make you a perfectly absorbed and utilized anti-inflammatory water.
That's right, and it's in everything. You know, it's when there's anything broth being made, or you've got the Vortex water. Nothing else commercial.
The coffee, the tea,
right, and served all of your own water there, mm-hmm, as you're eating your beautiful meals. It's amazing. And speaking of that, I want to share, you know, we had some testimonials, but this one I want to share about that marvelous cafe, because this terrific lady came over. She said, I have to tell you. She was very emphatic. I have to tell you this. I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She said, at Alive and Well's Broth Cafe, said the lady, you have the best food, her words, not mine, of any natural foods restaurant here. And she said, I know, she said, I've done them all. This is incomparable. This is the best. And she kept on saying it. So we're very grateful for that.
Nor can we deny it.
No, not at all.
In our humble opinion.
That's right.
It is the best food available.
That's right. And a food for the body and everything else. I want to share this. Now, this is a much younger man, probably close to middle age, you know. He looked great. But here was his miracle testimony on pain power. And no matter what I say, it can't be as emphatic as he said. The gentleman said with great passion that he had had severe hand pain, he held his hand up, from his work and the work he had to do, and nothing had helped him. He said pain power, he proclaimed with joy, was his, quote, quick miracle. That's a quote. All of his joints, he said, mobility, flexibility, are now 100% excellent.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And what came to me as soon, and he went on and on, I'm so thrilled. And he said, I was thinking about how when, Den, when you were singing for that wonderful musical and you sang the song Wunderbar, Wunderbar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is
from
Wunderbar.
Kiss Me Kate.
That's right. Kiss Me Kate. And, okay, I won't let Kate kiss you, but I'll kiss you. But I played Kate anyway. So Kate can kiss you because I played Kate. If I'm not playing Kate, then Kate can't kiss you. All right? Kiss
are
Me Kate.
You, are you going to ask me now to do an on-air rendition of Kiss Me Kate?
Only if you felt like doing it.
Well,
right
I
now.
Don't feel like doing it.
Okay,
so let's
but
move
Wunderbar.
On.
That's the word for wonderful. And speaking of Wunderbar, I want to just make a point and then let Dennis elaborate on this. And that is, remember, I see this all the time, whether whatever you're watching, whether it's a sports team, whether it's a team of great players, no matter what it is, or even in the great divine plan of supportive nutrients and helps, okay? Just like we talk often about quercetin, that in the power of the plant, you have the healing power of vitamin C, and in the quercetin, the coloring matter, you have other anti-inflammatory benefits. So I want to say pain power, brilliant in every conceivable way, and we can talk about it. But there's another huge supportive nutrient called eggshell membrane.
Oh, eggshell membrane.
Eggshell okay. membrane.
Eggshell membrane is incredible as well. It's an integral part, as you know. If you're hard boiling an egg or several eggs, and you then shell them, and you tap them gently to crack the shell and peel the shell off, there's always this thing that hangs onto the white of the egg. Mm. And sometimes it's not a big deal, and the egg just slides out. But oftentimes this membrane hangs on to the white of the egg.
Yes.
And it's between the white of the egg and the shell of the egg. And the membrane doesn't want to let go. So unfortunately, that egg doesn't come out looking quite so perfect as others will, because the membrane hangs on to the white of the egg, and you get a gob of white on the membrane, and you get a big hole in the yeah. on the egg.
Well, if I were a membrane, I'd hang on to the organic white and the organic yolks of the eggs. I'd hang on to both of them because they're wonderful.
And the membrane.
And let's talk about the eggshell membrane.
And when that happens, if you can peel the membrane out of the shell, great. Eat it. It is conducive to what? Ligaments and tendons and cartilage and connective tissue.
Or if you want a great combination organically, you can get the eggshell membrane from
exactly.
Alive and Well.
That's right where I'm going.
Is that where you're going, honey?
Yeah.
Wunderbar.
Okay.
Wunderbar.
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 And the capsules, we have the Alive and Well eggshell membrane capsules, which give you the glucosamine and the chondroitin and the connective tissue components to do what? Rebuild your connective tissue.
Joint mobility, okay. Flexibility.
There you go.
Fluidity.
So the pain power puts out the fire, reduces the pain, and along comes the eggshell membrane. It says, ooh, we got a job to do here, and we're going to regrow, renew, restore, make brand new again the knuckles in your hand, the cartilage in your knee, wherever you've got impaired function and discomfort and pain.
That's right. And you know, whenever I think of that, and I know about the miracle that pain power did for me, our daughter, a zillion other people, giving me back my knees and all, and preventing me having to have drastic surgery, and hers also, and giving her back her career, and so many others all day. We hear this every single day. And remember, the pain power is completely natural, completely from the plants, completely the natural systemic enzymes, high power, eating up the inflammation, the ancient Boswellia, Mother Mary, okay, I'm not trying to be insulting, but it was used for thousands of years for all pain and inflammation, a mm-hmm. wonderful plant, and also the active ingredient, the very active ingredient in curcumin, or the turmeric, the curcumin, all right, extract, but much higher bioavailability, and no allergens whatsoever. That's what, for me, is a thrill, because that's what I was. But when I think of the pain power, I think of a war. I think of a massive destruction that has occurred, you know, bombs and grenades and everything.
Well,
Pain power eats up the inflammation.
Fire is part of it.
That's right.
Inflammation.
That's what it is.
And it's fire in every cell in your body. Chronic inflammation.
That's right.
Is what's been renowned by even drug companies and holistic physicians and regular non-holistic physicians say that inflammation is the startup, is the breeding ground, is the source of creation of all disease.
All diseases, cancer,
all disease.
They even enlist all of them, that inflammation
Parkinson's,
is the cause.
Dementia, you name
Alzheimer's,
it.
Alzheimer's, you name it. That's right. And atherosclerosis, they go on. But remembering in a war, so the pain power, stopping the war, stopping, taking all this damaged stuff, getting rid of it, and severing. And I love the idea of the eggshell membrane, that wonderful little buddy, coming over and saying, I'm going to build some beautiful new structures here. I've got a great idea for this building over here and a beautiful thing that's going on over here. And I love that because, again, even in nature, in all aspects, there's always other components
teamwork,
that work together.
Maybe.
Teamwork. Exactly.
Okay.
So the eggshell membrane, a great buddy to the pain power. We got it at Alive and Well, and it's there for you, and there's nothing chemical about it.
That's for sure.
And no side effects.
When you're tired of trying to pull the membrane out of the hard-boiled egg, think of Alive and Well.
Okay? Yes, that's right, darling. Go ahead.
And the eggshell membrane.
That's right. And, you know, I really applaud doctors and top guys and gals, Dr. Montilai reporting, and again, he's got hundreds of pages. Everything that is said is all certified clinical trials. All certified clinical trials, not his own opinion. And here he's talking about the absolute essential nature of the super pure omega-3 fatty acids from fish oils, EPA and DHA, and all the clinical trials backing that up. Can you read about the super pure omega-3 fatty acids from DHA and EPA?
Verbatim.
Go ahead, babe. I know you can do it.
Okay. What are the major functions of super pure omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA? Those are the numbers. The major function is structure and function of the cellular membrane. If the shape of a cell is like a tiny ball, its surface is covered by a bilayer lipid membrane. Lipid, it refers to oil and fat.
That's right.
Omega-3 fatty acids are important components of the lipids in the cellular membrane, which are involved in regulating membrane fluidity and semipermeability, and controlling messages and molecules transported into and out of the cells, and maintaining the normal physiological functions of the cell. Vision functions, a high amount of super omega-3 fatty acids is present in the retina of the eye. Omega-3 fatty acids participate in the conversion of visual images to nerve impulses in the retina of the before transmitting these impulses to the brain.
That's wonderful because it's helping the retina of the eyes. And we've known that even since a zillion years ago when women were pregnant, you got to take those super pure fish oils to develop the retinas of the eyes of the children and the heart.
That's right.
Building those. That's right.
And
the brain.
As far as immune functions are concerned, the super omega-3 fatty acids regulate the immune system in its defense against inflammation.
That's right.
The immune system.
Yes.
Caused by bacterial infections. Through modifications of lipid composition in the cellular membrane, super omega-3 fatty acids alleviate inflammatory reactions in the body.
Wonderful.
And remember what the holistic physician said years and years and years ago. We were much younger. He says the omega-3 fatty acids are so important for every cell in your body, but you've got to get a goodly number of the. When you look at a label, it'll say EPA so many milligrams, DHA so many milligrams.
Right.
And so when you get the right balance, you provide your brain, your eyes, your heart, your entire vascular system, every artery, capillary, organelle, perfect lubrication. What does that mean? Just what it sounds like. The inflammation is reduced dramatically. The inflammatory response is reduced. The fire is reduced dramatically. That allows the arteries and the capillaries to open up to their optimal level of transporting blood and oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your body. So that's what it does. It is amazing how that alone gives you the perfect lube job for those vital organs, which are... You know what amazes me? If anybody is listening who is familiar with automobile engines...
Oh, really? I have to be familiar because you talk about them all the time, and well, you see them on the computer all the time, although most of them go back to the 40s and the early 50s.
Not quite so far.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Years ago, there was a mobile oil company came out with a synthetic motor oil. I says, why do I want to use a synthetic motor oil? Well, they went on to explain that in the test engines they ran in the laboratory, a brand new engine of God knows how many horsepower, they gave the Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil in this engine and ran the engine for 100,000 miles. Now, 100,000 miles is more than most cars ever attain, right? Then they drained the oil out of the engine and turned the engine on again and ran it for another 100,000 miles. Any other oil, the engine would explode. But the synthetic motor oil did what the super pure omega-3 fatty acids do for your brain. They give you perfect lubrication. And that's what stuck in my brain immediately when they said, perfect lubrication for what? Your brain.
Right, but they need the purest from the real thing and nothing synthetic for the brain.
That's right. Well,
it ain't a car.
This gives you, the super pure omega-3 gives you the best lubrication for your brain, eyes, heart, et cetera, et cetera.
And this doctor here that we started talking about, that with, about the super omega-3, and he was speaking about manifestations of deficiencies, and then he goes on to quote, when you hear the word meta-analysis, that means a zillion medical clinical trials, proven clinical trials, all right?
Yes.
That's what a meta-analysis is.
That's an analysis of many analyses.
That's right.
Okay.
But they're medical trials
with many
people.
Yes.
So here is what he's saying. What are the symptoms of the omega-3 fatty acid deficiency? The major symptoms of the omega-3 fatty acid deficiency, says the doctor, are rough skin, dry and brittle hair, soft and cracked nails, thirst, frequent urination, insomnia, attention deficit, and depression.
That's
and he goes on to say...
From yes. deficiencies of that's, super omega-3.
And then this is what just blows my mind. This one, you have to hear this. Everybody listen up. This is critically important. The meta-analysis, he's saying of all these medical trials, confirms that the super pure omega-3 fatty acids from fish oils can prevent heart failure, and he lists all the trials on that,
mm-hmm.
type 2 diabetes,
really?
Wow, stroke, particularly in women, atrial fibrillation, that's when the heart can cause a heart attack because it's fibrillating, cardiovascular diseases of all types, hypertension, high blood pressure, breast cancer, coronary artery disease, cognition, that's thinking, your ability to think, cognition impairment in the elderly.
Without the super pure
omega-3. That's right. That's what it says. It prevents and treats, and the meta-analysis confirms this.
Mm-hmm.
Dry eyes, even though you hear them pushing dangerous drugs for what they call dry eye disease, mm-hmm. these pharmaceutical companies, liver cancer, and depression. Meta-analyses confirms, and again, all the trials, that these omega-3 fatty acids can treat type 2 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, cardiovascular disease, hemodialysis via lipids, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, hypertension, fatty liver disease, coronary artery disease, dry eyes, schizophrenia, they're saying here, clinical
mm-hmm,
trials,
mm-hmm.
in its early stages, depression, and cognitive impairment of the elderly. That's mental, the mental decline.
All of those conditions certainly exemplify what super pure omega-3 can do. It's a perfect lubrication. Keep that in mind. Oil lubricates. Inflammation burns up oil. So you want to reduce the sugars and the carbohydrates, which all turn to sugar. You want to reduce those which create the fire and the destruction, and increase the perfect lubricant for your eyes, your brains, your heart, and your entire vascular system.
And here's something extremely, extremely important, quoted by a top medical doctor who is really, I think, a real hero for bringing out what great nutrients can do. It's Russell Blaylock, MD.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, according to the American Psychological Association, psychologists, you know, American, an estimated 1 in 8 Americans over 65 suffers a severe loss of brain function. Oh,
right.
Scary, scary. And you don't even need to be in your 60s, says the doctor, to start feeling a bit foggy or lose a step in mental quickness. He's not talking about dancing here, Dan, just dancing in the brain. A study, says the doctor, in the British Medical Journal, that's the doctor's journal in Britain, tracked 5,000 men and 2,000 women ages 45 to 70 over a decade. The results indicated that cognitive decline, he highlighted this, starts as early as age 45. That is very scary. And so, again, one of the main players we were just talking about and all the clinical trials showed was the Superpure Omega-3. But there's two also that have been, we have reported endlessly, and he has, and so many other doctors. And one was acetyl L-carnitine. Could you talk about that?
Well, that's a form of L-carnitine. Carnitine is an amino acid. And carnitine is very important for metabolizing and building muscle and connective tissue. Strength, okay? But it doesn't get to the brain. The brain has a blood-brain barrier, you may have heard of this, which protects itself from anything it doesn't want in the brain. Well, it doesn't want L-carnitine, but it loves acetyl L-carnitine. The acetyl form is, the doors are thrown wide open, and in comes acetyl L-carnitine to do what? To rebuild connective tissue in the brain.
That's right. Acetylcholine passes the blood-brain barrier.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
And thereby, it's building up neurotransmitter activity. It's building up nerve creation. It's improving blood flow to the vast resources of the brain. Keep in mind, all of these things that happen in our body are microscopic. You can't see these things going on unless you're looking under a microscope. Okay? And that's what acetyl L-carnitine does for the cell wall of every cell in your brain.
Exactly.
And your muscles and your body as well.
Yeah, and one of the main things that it does, that, you know, that it's always very important to realize that in other countries, in other areas, they're not run by pharmaceutical drugs the way this country is. in Europe, one of the number one things that has been used for more than half a century, much more than that now, for rebuilding and regenerating the brain has been acetyl L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors there, okay? The doctors use acetyl because it passes the blood-brain barrier. But I want you to talk about another thing, Dan, and that's it also passes the barrier into the liver. So acetyl L-carnitine is known to improve liver function in every conceivable manner. But one of the main things it does, it helps the liver to break down certain types of toxic fats that are called triglycerides, the results of sugars and other things that clog up the liver and cause many different nasty things. But the acetyl form passes the liver barrier.
Okay. The liver regulates your blood sugar. Isn't that amazing? I never heard that before. Well, it's a fact. The liver has to deal with the sugar and the insulin. And when you have too much sugar, the insulin tries to deliver the sugar to the cells to burn it up for energy. And the cell walls say, we don't want any more insulin here. We have a hypersensitivity to insulin. Go away, go away. So insulin is stuck with this sugar. The job of insulin is to turn the sugar into fat. Okay? Not healthy fat, okay, but fats, which the liver then has to cope with. And when you have fatty liver disease, that's a result of not just pollutants, but also of excess sugar. So fatty liver disease then creates all kinds of liver problems, and along comes the amino acid acetyl L-carnitine, helping to rebuild the liver, along with NaC+. NaC+ and acetyl L-carnitine, both amino acids, and they both rejuvenate, restore, renew the liver function, and the lungs, okay? And they help to create another substance, L-glutamine, which is wonderful for the lungs.
You know, interesting, Dan, as many times as you think you know a broad spectrum benefits of one incredible nutrient, as we go on endlessly about vitamin D3, the natural and active form of vitamin D, here is again the doctor reporting a zillion clinical trials about what is the association, I'm quoting him, again, Dr. Lai, what is the association between vitamin D3 and breast cancer? And here, again, all the clinical trials. A low blood level of vitamin D3 is common in patients with breast cancer. Women with vitamin D3 deficiency have a higher risk of breast cancer compared with those with normal levels. And also they say the vitamin, he goes on to say that high blood levels of D3 are associated with the lower blood levels of toxic estrogens, thus preventing the growth and proliferation of cancer cells in the breast.
Mm-hmm.
And sufficient intake of vitamin D3 alleviates the debilitating effects of breast cancer and improves survival rate. And he goes on and on and on and on and on about the anti-cancer effects of the vitamin vitamin D3 and all of that. And he says, can supplementation with vitamin D3 prevent breast cancer? Clinical studies have shown that, and again quotes them, have supplemented that supplementation with vitamin D3 it reduces breast cancer by 70%.
It's amazing what vitamin D3
in postmenopausal women.
It's amazing all the manifestations of vitamin D3, all the different functions it improves. Vitamin D3 is given in this case of breast cancer, but also other cancers. Holistic physicians have been using vitamin D3 in large amounts, injected and orally, to fight cancer. And it does it amazingly well. But we're talking about maybe 40,000 units a day. Well, most doctors would say, oh, that's toxic, toxic. Look out, you're going to die. Too much vitamin D. But the doctors who are using this are regular doctors who have gone on to examine holistic health remedies. How you use nutrients, not just drugs, because drugs are themselves very toxic.
Right. And you know, so, here, I want you to do this because he also brings up, because you were talking about the super omega-3, and he makes this statement of this paragraph. What is the association between the super pure omega-3 fatty acids and breast cancer? Okay. Can you read that, please? Go right ahead, kid. I know you can do it.
Verbatim, folks, just as the doctor wrote it. Supplementation with omega-3 fatty acids increases the efficiency of chemotherapy and reduces the side effects of chemotherapy.
Interesting.
Consumption of supplementation with super omega-3 fatty acids improves the survival rate of patients with breast cancer.
Amazing.
And other cancers as well,
It does go into that later.
Okay.
Yes.
Super omega-3 fatty acids exhibit anti-cancer properties by inhibiting the formation of new blood vessels and the metastases of cancer cells. Blood vessels in the tumor itself, not blood vessels in the healthy tissues of your body. Supplementation with super omega-3 fatty acids reduces the production of inflammatory cytokines and alleviates the inflammation of breast tissue, as it does with liver cancer, as it does with other cancers in your body. Whatever the cancer is, vitamin D3 is a major, major cancer killer. As it is with viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus, it's renowned as a major, major immune booster, production of killer cells which kill what? Virus, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, pathogens of all sorts, ways, shapes, and means.
Right, and I'm glad you said that, Dan, because this in December, the new study quoted by Dr. Joseph Mercola, MD, showing on vitamin D3 combating how effectively it combats COVID-19.
That's right.
Okay, and that's just this part, my dear. I want you to read just this part. The new study on vitamin D3 combating COVID-19. Okay? Go ahead.
Okay. researchers from, word for word, verbatim, folks, researchers from Johns Hopkins University and the University of Chicago and the Department of Veterans Health Affairs each conducted a large-scale pharmacoepidemiologic study of the association between vitamin D3 and COVID-19 infection and COVID-19 mortality. Okay, it's a vitamin, folks. It's not a concoction in a drug cartel's laboratory. Going on, those who took vitamin D3 supplements had a 28% lower risk of COVID-19 infection. This is not me giving information. I'm reading what the doctors found. Death from COVID-19 was also lower among those taking vitamin D3, 33% lower among those taking vitamin D3. If the entire population, says the doctor, in 2020 had supplemented with vitamin D3, it would have prevented 4 million COVID-19 cases and 116,000 deaths.
That's him. He's reporting on the clinical trials. He does a summary of the clinical, of the medical clinical trials.
And as the COVID-19 was approaching the shores of the U.S., a Dr. Siegel was on television, and he was asked by the announcer, by the personality, what are we going to do, Doc? The COVID-19 is coming. We're all going to die. There's no vaccine. There's no help. There's nothing we can do. It's the super, super virus going to kill everybody. And Dr. Siegel said, wait a minute. You have an innate immune system.
Right.
Everybody is born with this, okay? Fortify your immune system. Now, this has been the theme of natural health for the God knows how long. Fortify what you've been given. All right. So how do I do that? Says the announcer. There's no vaccine. Says the vaccine you don't have, but fortify what you do have. That's your immune system. How do I do that? What do I do? Well, you take vitamin D3, and you take vitamin C, and zinc, and you take quercetin. Quercetin. Well, what is quercetin? Well, quercetin is a major bioflavonoid, anti-inflammatory, antiviral. And it reduces inflammation, improves the condition of the lungs, and you knock out the virus. Just that simple.
Right. Just that simple. And it's amazing because, again, this doctor that we were quoting just before on the clinical trials, and he cites them all, a fatty liver disease that we were talking about, and he says here, what is the association between omega-3 fatty acids and fatty liver disease? Patients with fatty liver disease have low blood levels of omega-3 fatty acids compared to healthy individuals. Supplementation with the purest omega-3 fatty acids reduces the fat stored in the liver and inhibits, that helps to prevent, the lipogenesis, that means the fat growing up, the toxic fats in the liver. Omega-3 fatty acids mitigate, calm down, the symptoms of fatty liver disease by reducing hepatic, that's liver, inflammation and the liver blood vessels, oxidative damage, fibrosis, scar tissue in the liver, and cirrhosis. Amazing. All that can do. And then he says, I want you to read this meta-analysis that he says on that page, okay? The meta-analysis. You got it, kid. You got it. Okay, that omega, that okay. Okay. The meta-analysis, my dear.
Word for word, folks, from the doctor. Omega-3 fatty acids. The meta-analysis of 9 research articles conducted with 355 fatty liver disease patients explored the relationship between super omega-3 fatty acids and fatty liver disease. Supplementation with super omega-3 fatty acids was found to significantly reduce the amount of fat stored in the liver.
Amazing.
So you're using healthy fats to dissipate and remove unhealthy fats.
That's exactly right.
The unhealthy fats are caused by the insulin trying to convert sugar into energy.
Yes.
And there's this excess buildup of fatty acids in the liver, which is the major detoxicant of your body.
Triglycerides,
That's right. By using these super pure omega-3 fatty acids, guess what? It purifies the liver.
That's right.
It also purifies your brain, your eyes, your heart, your entire vascular system. It's just that.
It's just so,
that simple.
It's just so critically important.
And pure.
Yeah, and again, you know, all the clinical studies showing how effective that is, and you know, it's interesting to me because you were quoting about again the anti-inflammatory effect of quercetin, and Siegel reporting about that, and other top doctors reporting about mm-hmm. that in fighting viruses and lung problems and inflammation in the lungs and inflammation that causes the death of causes the death of alveoli, the cells within the lung tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and here's Mercola reporting again something new and wonderful, and he's just quoting the clinical trials. Quercetin found to stimulate new brain cells.
Beautiful.
And I didn't know that. But again, before we get into that, I'd like to say that think about the great natural scheme of things. I don't impose one faith upon another, you know, but in the great divine, the great plan in that nature, vitamin C does not exist alone. In the liquid part of the plan is that wonderful vitamin C, in the coloring matter and pulp of so many of the plants, you get a natural bioflavonoid called quercetin and the bioflavonoids that support it, but the quercetin is the star player to stop inflammation, sinuses, throat, lungs. It's helped asthmatic in many, many clinical trials. It helps all kinds mm-hmm. of sinus problems. But here's a new one. I'll give it to you in a minute, hon. And Dr. Joseph Mercola, he's in fact checked the whole thing. He is just reporting about one of the great things that quercetin does. Studies show that quercetin helps promote neurogenesis, nerve regeneration, in the hippocampal area. I love that word, hippocampal. I always think of hippopotamus. The hippocampal area of the brain, which is responsible for learning and memory function. We need a nice big hippopotamus of the brain to get good memory. Quercetin helps support immune system and lowers your risk of viral illnesses, common cold, flu, COVID-19, any one of them. But and he goes on about that hippocampus thing and how many millions have all the problems. But he says the experts say that quercetin stimulates new brain cells. Isn't that exciting?
Along with superpure omega-3.
Absolutely.
Along with brain power, the pyrroquinolone quinone. Those all stimulate new, healthy, brand new, I want to be alive cells, okay?
Yes. You know, it's interesting because so many of our dear friends that come in and say, what is your ideal idea of vitamin C? What is the best form? I say, you do it the way the natural plan is for all the multitude of benefits. Mm-hmm. Take a great combination, which we have, which is high-dose quercetin and high-dose vitamin C. You want to do more of that quercetin for many multiple, we have the individual quercetin also, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing, and you're not getting a drug. You're getting a nutrient from the plants.
But what's also in that product is an enzyme which helps you digest and
That's
absorb
right.
it all.
Right. Good okay. point.
Bromelain. Bromelain is what? From pineapple.
That's
the
right.
The natural digestive enzyme found in pineapple is added to this formula. Bromelain is the enzyme which helps digest the quercetin and the vitamin C and gets it where it's supposed to go.
You know, I have a thing every day of my life that what we found out about from the Shute brothers about natural vitamin E, natural vitamin E from the seeds of plants, not the synthetic, but the natural vitamin E. And what it could do as far back as when we were just kids, I won't go into the story again, but they wanted to take out, we had just been married, I was 22, they wanted to take out a large tumor, large orange, small grapefruit that in my uterus, and take out the uterus. The only thing we knew at the time were just a few beginning thoughts, or beginning new experiments at the Shute brothers from Canada about natural vitamin E, enabling the liver to detoxify excess estrogen that can cause these things. Mm-hmm. I took it. And that tumor disappeared in 2 months without having my uterus removed and the tumor. I got the kids and I got the grandkids and all that. I'm very grateful. But here's a new one on vitamin E reported by the doctor on the clinical trials. What is the association between natural vitamin E and bladder cancer? Wow. The natural form of vitamin E scavenges. That means cleans them up, gets rid of them, throws them out, exterminates them. Scavenges free radicals in the cell membrane and protects the structural integrity of the cells, right? A low blood level of vitamin E is common in patients with bladder cancer compared to healthy individuals. Sufficient intake of the natural form of vitamin E was shown to curtail, that means cut down, the incidence rate of bladder cancer. Vitamin E helps boost immune function, regulates gene expression, and inhibits the proliferation and growth of cancerous cells. Wow, that's really exciting, dear, right?
You got it right, dear.
Okay, so, and he goes on also about the importance of vitamin A, which you and I can remember as far back as when we went to school that we were being taught that before they knew much about nutrition, that throughout the world, a leading cause of blindness was vitamin A deficiency. And they found that out many, 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 many years ago. Vitamin A, a meta-analysis of 25 research papers explored the relationship between vitamin A and bladder cancer in 11,580 bladder cancer patients. Analysis confirmed that sufficient intake of vitamin A significantly reduced the risk of bladder cancer. And then again, vitamin D3. 62,141 people investigated vitamin D3 in bladder cancer. The meta-analysis confirmed that low blood levels of D3 significantly increased the risk of bladder cancer.
Low levels of all nutrients, of any nutrients, significantly increases the risk of every form of cancer and every form of inflammation, which is the hotbed development area. Inflammation is the source of all disease.
Right. They go on about leukemia, vitamin D3, and the meta-analyses, which many studies explored the relationship between vitamin D3 and blood cancer. In 2,643 blood cancer patients, low levels of D3 were found to significantly increase the death rate, that's mortality, of patients with blood cancer. Mm-hmm. Wow. So all the things that these wonderful nutrients can do, but you don't hear about them.
No, you sure don't, because we all know what the pharmaceutical industry does. They badmouth natural therapies, and they promote in everybody's ill health, they promote their own drugs, which kill thousands and thousands of people a year. When you stop and consider, heart disease is the leading cause of death in America, and every heart patient is on drugs. From high blood pressure, for cholesterol, for whatever the unique situation might be for that patient, they're on a drug to help that condition. But still, nearly 700,000 die every year.
That's right.
All right. From what? Heart disease. Well, is it also side effects from the drugs? Would that have anything to do with it? Well, holistic physicians say yes. They say build your health. Drugs never create life. They suppress symptoms. Thank goodness they do that. But they also cause other symptoms, other problems. And how do we have people coming in the store on 25 different prescription drugs a day, but they're not getting any better. But what the holistic physicians say is using drugs as you have to use them, but use the nutrients to rebuild the life of every cell in your body. That's the whole premise.
It's interesting that you said this week, because one thing that when I hear about what's going on, I do have a real challenge in trying to get to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. More I hear, and this week really did it. And again, I was just flipping around. A news channel brought out what they said had happened right now, and that was the National Institute of Health had come out and said, much better for you than eating cheese or meat or fish or these kinds of things. Much better for you is to eat all the sugary snacks you can think of.
What?
To eat the cheesy Wheaties, it mentioned all the different cereals loaded with sugar and all the snacks with sugar and all the fries and everything else
and
like
flour
that.
And the
That's
bad
right.
Oil.
And all of that. But they hit the thing about sugar. Sugar across the boards. And then
they're promoting sugar as a healthy thing to do.
They said it was much healthier than eating the proteins and the other things like
that.
And we were sitting there watching it, and then the experts came out and said, along with those reporting, they're saying, wait a minute, the sugar industry, they're getting paid by the sugar industry to say this kind of thing.
Of course.
And the sugar and there was a connection, which they were saying, which had to do with the pharmaceutical industry, because as these people making conclusions, I was just listening to what was being reported. They said, because the more sugar you eat, the sicker you get, and then you need more pharmaceutical drugs. So it's a perfect collusion. You know, money makes the world go around, as they used to say in the musical. That we, you know, you remember which musical that was, right? Okay. And then it was, so again, stop believing that. Sugar is never, but I applaud the doctors many years ago, which came out about the time that we opened our first health food store, which was the first health food store in the five towns in Long Island in 1969, just before our first child was born. And and they were reporting, which is up there in the window of our little store, and it said that the one food that feeds cancer cells, viruses, bacteria, and fungi, they were really focusing on cancer, but it said the one food and the only food that feeds them all and makes them proliferate is sugar, and they said, and foods that convert to sugar.
That's right.
The word carbohydrate means connected sugar molecules, okay? And they said, the doctors had many physicists, they had done this across the board, enormous trial, and they were reporting this as major news. And that's what we had up in the store window as far back as that. And it was the one food, sugar, sugar, sugar. And they said not only does it feed all the cancer cells, the viruses, think of them as the enemy, but it also within 10 to 15 minutes of ingestion of the foods that convert to sugar or that are sugar, your army... Now, please, dear friends, remember, your army are your natural killer cells, NK cells. They are the army against the bad guys that want to destroy you. But guess what the sugar does in the foods that convert to sugar? It paralyzes them, said the doctors and all the trials and all the investigation. Far back as that. And if you want to paralyze your army, paralyzed in the trenches, but you're feeding all the killer enemy, okay, then you eat the sugar and those little wheezy, fatty, all the things that you used to say, all the different words. Well, they were coming out with all of those, showing all these bags of all these sugar cereals and everything else like that. And so much so that even in the news, they said, we can't believe that this is actually happening.
They can't believe it, but it's been going on long before we opened our first store. But there was also a book that came out, and I've forgotten the author's name. It was the Sugar Blues.
William Duffy.
Okay.
That's right, the Sugar Blues.
Anxiety, eat sugar. You want depression, eat sugar. You want mental paranoia, eat sugar. That's what sugar does to you. It doesn't do much for you. Your body will convert any carbohydrate you eat into sugar. So if you eat vegetables, which have some carbohydrate, the sugar that you need, your body will provide. It will convert those carbohydrates into sugar. But drinking fruit juice is not the answer. It's pure sugar. Pure sugar. Eat the fruit. Eat the strawberries, the raspberries, the blueberries. Eat the fruit. But don't drink the juice.
That's
right. What so many holistic physicians say.
Because there's 16 teaspoons, even if there's not sugar added, there's 16 teaspoons of sugar in one glass of juice, okay? Because it's too concentrated. But berries are very low in the sugar. If you're having a little bit.
And they taste delicious.
And they taste delicious. Of course, get organic. Mm. Okay, that kind of thing. And I'm a nutcase for all the wonderful green juices, the high-intensity green juices that we have organically grown. And it's a high-intensity machine that really compresses them, so you're getting much more benefit. We have that every day at Alive and Well. And I take that every single day of my life, okay? And I come from a family of all diabetics. And I was told when I was 30 years old that you're pre-diabetic. It's called hypoglycemia. He was the leading doctor in the U.S. in New York City, William Mayer Levin. Warren Mayer Levin, excuse me, and he was saying, Mona, hypoglycemia is a misnomer. It's an inability to deal with the sugars effectively,
that's right,
which you have genetically. Avoid the sugars, eat the healthy proteins, take the right things that you know to take. You know, but I thought that was very interesting. Even said as far back as, you know, when I was a kid. That's pretty far back, isn't that true?
When he was a youth.
Warren Mayer Levin was absolutely right, okay? So I want the benefits of those wonderful green juices, okay?
And if you want the highest quality vitamin supplementation, whatever the vitamin is, give real consideration to our Alive and Well brand. Our Alive and Well brand is, there's a little subtitle, it says Alive and Well, Nature's Health Solutions. Doesn't That's say exactly. it cures, we can't make the say the yeah. word cure, because the FDA doesn't like that, because the drug companies don't like anybody using cure except themselves. But it's Nature's Health Solutions. And that's looking at it behind the slogan. The solution is nutrition. The solution is eating the right things, putting the right components into your body to create the life that you've been given.
You know, and I just want to get in one thing about a great herb, because I love it and I love the effects. Dr. Chauncey Crandall, leading cardiologist, talking about the benefits of ashwagandha. A vitality tonic. We have beautiful Alive and Well ashwagandha, either the liquid, even the capsules, organically grown. Mm-hmm. But ashwagandha is really amazing, and it's a wonderful herb. It's a vitality tonic, especially for older people, he says. As we age, our cells become less efficient at producing energy, repairing themselves, and clearing away cellular garbage. And so he goes, he goes on and on about how wonderful. Research has found that ashwagandha extract increased the viability of aged cells exposed to free radicals by 25% or more. And it shown more than double the protozoan activity, showing ashwagandha stimulates the clearance of oxidized protein aging cells. And then they did a study of a large group of men and found that how effective it was in all kinds of wonderful ways. I love ashwagandha, and there's a lot of different ways to take it, and we have it high concentration from Alive and Well, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. And so I'm glad for that kind of report, okay? And he also makes that statement, how to escape the ground zero of premature aging, says Russell Blaylock, MD. The single factor that predicts successful aging than anything else, and he highlights this, and that's your level of body inflammation.
And that's contributed by what? By sugars and carbohydrates.
That's right. That's
and
right.
vegetable oils. Don't that's leave right. those villains
Don't forget
out of the
that.
Picture.
That's
because
right.
Because all the pure golden oils in the supermarket, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, go on and on and on and on. They all create inflammation. And inflammation is the source of all disease.
That's right. And that's why we were telling you the super omega-3, the wonderful nutrients, and the pain power for all the magnificent things that it does to throw the inflammation out the window, stop the war, and heal all the destruction that war. And don't keep on letting that war do that to you, okay? Don't let it keep on doing that. And so come to Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you. We are Fanatic Organics, Alive and Well. That's what we are, and we're never going to apologize for that. And remember, you can the fabulous, terrific broth cafe at Alive and Well. You can order beforehand. Beautiful eating area, lovely marble, whole circular table, beautiful chairs. You got lots of air conditioning, the whole thing, all organic, and the Vortex water and the organic juices and all the wonderful foods, anything that's your choice. You can call the 877-4950 and have everything ready for you and have everything, anything that you want. And you can also remember too at Alive and Well, we're not doctors, don't pretend to be, don't put people on medication, take them off, doctor's area. Just share information and we never charge anything. You can call the never a dime. 877-4950. You can sit down one-on-one. We can just give you information about what doctors have learned about critical nutrients in clinical trials, okay? At Alive and Well, Mona or Dennis, we're happy to be there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.